Unsettled weather will be returning to the northern plains and upper Midwest as we finish out this week and move into the weekend and probably early next week as well. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Good weather will likely occur across a big part of the region today and tomorrow for the most part. We do expect the afternoon temperatures to gradually trend warmer. Today will be in the 60s across the majority of our listening area. We'll look for temperatures tomorrow in the 70s and perhaps near 80 degrees. Around the Missouri River Valley in central parts of South Dakota. The warm weather will continue for Thursday with temperatures again in the 60s and 70s in the northeastern half of the region and 70s and a few lower 80s in the southwest. But that's as warm as it gets. We do expect increased cloud cover and an opportunity for shower and thunderstorm activity to occur periodically as we finish out the week, move through the weekend, and into early next week. Now, the precipitation will be again in South Dakota as a few sporadic showers as early as Wednesday night into early Thursday morning. The precipitation is not likely to have much impact, but the Badlands could pick up a little bit of moisture. For the most part, though, we're talking about trace amounts to a quarter of an inch for them and not likely to be very well distributed. But things will change a little bit as we go into Friday and Saturday. The amount of moisture available in the atmosphere will be on the rise, and the chances for showers and thunderstorms will continue. But this will still be focused on South Dakota and maybe a few counties in southern Minnesota and also back into Montana. The precipitation will become a little bit more consolidated and a little bit more enhanced as we go into Saturday and Sunday. And finally, a low pressure center will likely develop as we get towards Sunday night and into Monday that will bring most of the rain together and we'll finally see a more generalized opportunity for rain and thunderstorm activity. But that's Sunday night going into Monday and Tuesday of next week, which is a long way out in time. So the bottom line is that we will see some drying continuing across North Dakota and parts of Minnesota as we go forward through the balance of this week. And it's not until we get into the latter part of the weekend that we'll see conditions deteriorate in those areas. The warm weather will certainly be helpful and nighttime lows will keep us above freezing throughout most of the forecast period. We'll look for temperatures no cooler than the 30s and we'll spend a few nights in the 40s. The longer range outlook continues to promote periods of light precipitation occasionally and some warm bias temperatures as we go deeper into next week. In the meantime, in the U.S. hard red winter wheat country, there will also be some scattered showers and thunderstorms that will occur, but drought-busting rains are still not likely to occur in the High Plains region. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.